for groups. Okay, we've got one question together. Each.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, I really wanted to ask why you personally wanted to make this film about Muscle Shoals. Any personal connections or?
Well, it just really seemed to find us as much as we found it. It was just very serendipitous, and I was on a. Was with my childhood friend moving across the country. He was moving across the country and needed his help. And we stumbled upon this story and what turned out to be this sort of epic trip to get his car from where he was moving to from New York City. We were left from New York City to New Mexico. And so we were music lovers and knew some of the music that come from Muscle Shoals. We just happened to realize we were near this town late one night, and we drove backwards. And then the next 24 hours there blew us away because we started to learn so much more that we had no idea about that had originated.
So, so many people.
And we
was it
were
easy
just
to get them all these memories collected for the film.
Some of them, like Rick Hall and some of the other fellows, and David Hood and Jimmy Johnson. Many of them really had, they really had a very good memory of, you know, their history, which was a great thing.
Awesome. That's really cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
So obviously, with Muscle Shoals, you have this kind of, you know, defining era in which a music movement was kind of, you know, the shaped by as well. At the same time, you know, with your research, like, you know, finding new stuff and everything around it, like, what you related with what's happening today as compared as opposed to what was happening with Muscle Shoals?
I think there's a brand new renaissance of new music coming out of there that's going to last equally as long. John Paul White hails from there, from the Civil Wars. He's an amazing artist. You have the Secret Sisters are from there, Jason Isbell, the Alabama Shakes are from right down the road, many other bands up and coming, and songwriters as well from that area. And so I think you'll be seeing a whole new generation and renaissance of amazing music still coming out of Muscle Shoals in, you know, in equal to all its, you know, very famous history that's preceded it.
I was going to ask, because obviously that's very grassroots. You know, the people who came down there was to try and get away from the mainstream, and that's a lot happening today. You know, people are self-releasing their own EPs and music. Do you think, you know, grassroots is the really kind of truest form of making music?
I think, well, you know, one thing that I think is the truest form, which I think you're touching on, and how they recorded music there was with living, breathing musicians playing versus everyone sort of laying down their isolated tracks in a little cubicle somewhere in a different room and assembling it all together, or using a lot of synthesized or, you know, computer programs for a lot of the music. The getting musicians together live in a room to play, to me, and I think to those guys down there, was the best way to capture the real magic and essence of what music is.
But do you think that, I mean, a lot of people don't have that, you know, don't have the privilege or, you know, have the opportunity to get a load of musicians together, and, you know, a lot of people having to rely on, like, new technology. Do you not think that, you know, maybe the new grassroots now is kind of doing it from your, you know, doing self, like, in your own studio, in your own home? Or?
Oh, I think doing it in your own, well, yeah, so not to confuse the 2 points, because I think doing your own studio in your own home is, you know, is an equal great way of doing it. But I think you could, if those musicians are, you know, they have their instruments and they're going to record it individually in their home, I think they could probably still manage to all come together and sort of get together to make that music. And I don't think it matters if the studio is necessarily your garage or your basement, but the element of coming together to sort of make music, to me, you know, it's a personal subjective thing, but to me that is the essence of, you know, what music's about. So some people may disagree, but
Thank you. And obviously, sorry, I just want to say one thing.
Yes.
Your first as a director.
Yes.
How was that for you? Just.
Oh, it was amazing. It was awesome. I wish I was out shooting right now. Well, other than the fact that I love being here, but you know, I just all I want to do is make films. So.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.